If he's not your everything, he wants to be. I promise you, you'd be a whole lot happier, have more joy in your life if you'd just let him be what he wants to be. And that's everything. Amen. Take your Bible and turn to Psalms chapter number 15. Been struggling with this for a couple of days. The Lord put this on my heart back during the week, and I kind of argued with the Lord a little bit. I don't remember how long it's been, but it wasn't too very long ago I preached this message, and I try not to preach a whole lot of reruns, but some of them need rerun. Amen. And if not this message, at least this kind of message needs to be preached just occasionally. Amen. Just because we need it. But tonight, if this may be one of the CDs that you have in your car and you've listened to it over and over, entertain me, okay? And we'll probably say some stuff we didn't say last time. But I want you to look at Psalms chapter number 15. Look at verse number 1. The psalmist asks the question, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? That's what I want to preach just for a few minutes tonight. Who shall abide? Let me phrase it another way. Who's going to make it? Who's going to make it? Over the years, I've been pastoring this church for 20 years. We've made this statement over and over, but it's true. If we had everybody that's ever walked through those doors or through the doors at the old building, Walmart wouldn't hold them. And that's not an exaggeration. I'm telling the truth. Lord knows my heart. If we had everybody that's been through those doors in 20 years, there's not a building in this town that would hold them. Not one. But the fact is, and it's not just true here, but it's true no matter where you go, some people stick, some people don't. And what I'm wondering, who's going to stick? The kids sing a song, Ashley and Elizabeth, I'm Gonna Make It. It's one of my favorite songs that they sing, I'm Gonna Make It. Because of what I've already been through, I know I can get through the next storm and the next battle. I'm gonna make it. We've been in this thing long enough that I believe we can say with faith that we are gonna make it. And I wanna ask you a question tonight, will you abide? Will you abide? Webster said the word abide means to continue permanently. I like that. To be firm and immovable. To be firm and immovable. I don't want to make anybody mad tonight, but I'm going to say something that it kind of chapped me a little bit the other day. I was riding horses with my buddy Chris, and we were riding through the woods on a little trail ride, and a name came up that I hadn't heard in a long time. It was an old friend of mine. And I said, what about him? How's he doing? Are they still going to the church they were going to? He said, no. He said, they hadn't been going over there for a long time. And I said, well, where are they at? And he told me, and I like to fell off the horse. They left a Bible-believing, fundamental church and went to the contemporary movement. And I thought, what is it that causes somebody who should be so rooted and grounded to blow out over the least little things and run after stuff that's not even real? Amen. Amen. I have a desire for us, and that's to grow old together. Amen. I am big on longevity. I like it when people come around and stay around. I asked Sister Janice a while ago, she was playing the piano, I slipped over her, I said, sis, how long have you been here at the church? Or I asked her when her dad pastored before me, Brother J.M., and he came in like 1968, so that means Sister Janice has been at Happy Valley for some 46 years. For some 46 years, she's been here at the same church. She's only known two pastors, I reckon, me and her dad. Boy, I count it an honor to even try and fill them shoes. I ain't coming nowhere close, but I count that an honor. Amen. Brother Charles said he's been here somewhere in the neighborhood of 32 years. 32 years. I wonder in 46 years and in 32 years if ever something came up that agitated or aggravated or even upset them. Sister Janice was the pastor's daughter. I guarantee you, she saw stuff nobody even knows. But yet she's still here. I'd like to know we're going to make it. As long as we're standing on that old King James Bible, preaching the truth, we can deal with some little stuff that comes along the way. Amen? But I'm for somebody getting in here at a young age and still being here when I'm dead and gone, holding the same truth that I've held for 20 years and he's held for 32 years and he's held for 16, 17, 18 years, somewhere in that neighborhood. The same truth that we've carried and the same truth that we preach. We want this thing to propitiate. Is that the word? Not propitiate. We want it to go on. We'll put it in redneck vernacular. Amen. We want it to carry on. But if you're going to make it, you're going to have to ask yourself some questions tonight, and you're going to have to make up your mind. You remember Daniel made a decision long before he was ever faced with the temptation. The Bible said that he purposed in his heart not to eat the king's meat. He made a decision. Somebody's going to have to make a decision. And I made one 20 years ago. I don't care what you do. Now, let me rephrase that. That sounded a little cocky. I do care what you do. But let me say it this way. Regardless of what you do, I ain't leaving. Y'all could call a conference and vote tonight. I ain't leaving. I'll be sitting right there Sunday morning saying amen to whoever takes my place. This is my church. This is where God put me. Somebody said, have you ever been tempted to leave? I have. Over the years, I've had a couple churches beg. One guy I had to really make mad, that guy in Orlando. I had to make the guy mad to get him to leave me alone. And what made him mad is the fact that I wouldn't pray about taking their church. He said, why don't you at least give it some prayer? I said, sir, I don't have to pray about anything that I already know the answer to. That would be stupid to pray and ask God, am I supposed to go to Disney World down there and take that church? When I already know the answer. I know I'm where I'm supposed to be. Let me just make a real bold statement. This is my church. Not in the fact that I own it or I run it. I don't mean it to sound that way. This is the church where God put me. And I believe if God put me here, God can help me and equip me to keep me here. Amen. Amen. Do we have faults? By the truckload. Failures? Yes, many. But I love my church. Amen. And I want us to think about this thing of abiding, sticking it out. Now, I know God can move people. God moved Brother Caleb and Jasmine out to Colorado. He moved Brother Eric out to Texas. I understand that stuff. God moves people. He does. But I don't think God moves people as much as people move people. I believe Facebook moves more people than God does. Somebody help me right there. And I know we're living in a day when they're throwing their Bibles away and they're throwing their songbooks away. Listen, if I come up here and I got some Mickey Mouse Bible next Sunday, y'all walk out the door. But that ain't gonna happen. Amen. I don't blame you for leaving where the truth is no longer upheld. I don't blame you for leaving where there's major sin in the camp. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying what we ought to do is pray and say, God, if you put me here, give me what it takes to keep me here. And I believe by longevity, by sticking it out, we get to see the fruit of our labor. We get to see the outcome of what we've done all these years. Do you understand I'm marrying children that I held them in the hospital when they were born? I think that's pretty cool. I hope I get to stick around long enough to marry their kids. Isn't that pretty neat? I've had boys walk down the aisle and repeat their wedding vows who I've paddled their little behind. They need it again, amen, a few of them, amen. I'm telling you, when you stay around somewhere long enough, man, you get to see the outcome. When you stay in the ministry long enough, somebody said one time about the bus ministry, said, the bus ministry's not effective. I don't know what model you're looking at. Yeah, but they only stay till they're teenagers, then they disappear. Oh, some of them do, but then they come back. Clint Massey rode the bus from a time he was at. Y'all believe I used to could carry him? I couldn't pick up his foot now. I used to carry that big rascal when he was a little baby. Man, he was 10 years old before he talked. All he said was budden, budden. He had little trucks, budden, budden, budden. He made truck noises. Donna says he still does and ain't nobody around. Amen. Still budden, budden, amen. Clint got to be a teenager and went buck wild. Sure did. Got out of church. Thank God one day when he knew something was missing in his heart and in his life, he came back. And that bus ministry so ineffective, that bus that brought him when he was a little baby, he's now driving. That's his bus route. Somebody help me right there. We'll have church tonight. I said that bus that brought him, that's now his bus route. Not the actual bus, but it is the actual route. Amen. Who's going to make it? I'm in this thing for the long haul. Not till we get a better offer down the street. Not looking for a bigger, better deal. Something happened to me. I'll get to the message in a minute. Something happened to me the day that Happy Valley voted me in. They voted 100% for me to be their pastor 20 years ago. All four or five of them, just a little handful. Brother Charles said, what percentage does it take? I said, out of five, 100%, amen. And I think it was 100% because they didn't let Janice vote. She'd have probably said, no, no. He married into this family. No, we don't need, no. Anyway, as I left the church that day, there was a preacher friend of mine, Brother Charles probably remember who it was. He mentored me a little bit as a young preacher, and he gave me books. I've got a library full of books. He'd buy him a book and me a book. Kind of took me under his wing. Love him. Till this day, I love him to death. But he stopped at the door, and he shook my hand, and he said, this will be a good place for you to start. And all the way home, driving my wife and my little old babies, there was something ringing in my head, saying it'd be a good place to finish. Not just a good place to start. It's not a stepping stone in my life. Amen. Who shall abide, David said. Who's going to make it? Now, let me just say for doctrinal purposes, without Jesus, nobody. Without the Lord, ain't nobody going to make it. They've done a study, and I know somebody get mad for me kicking this crowd, but I can't help it. That Rick Warren purpose-driven junk. Did I mention it's junk? And they're discovering what they're doing. They're drawing people and they're getting mobs of people in, but they're not keeping them. It's like the fella told me and Levi last week. He was telling us about his church. He said, if you're looking for a place to grow, our church is not for you. I thought, wow, man. And he said that like he was proud of it. The reason that people are flying off at the seams and run into unsound doctrine when they've heard sound doctrine all their life, the reason they're doing that, there's no depth to them. Amen. There's no depth to them. They don't have enough of this book. You get enough of this book inside you, it won't settle for that other stuff. These preachers walking away from the King James Bible who used to preach that it was the infallible, inerrant Word of God, they never believed that to begin with. Amen. We okay tonight? Let me just say for the record, I believe it. 100%. Well, what about the originals? Couldn't read them if I had them? Amen. I can't read a lick of Greek. Amen. I stopped in one of them little restaurants at the airport one day. And I walked up. It was a Greek restaurant. And I just asked the guy, I said, what's the gyro? I didn't know. It's a sandwich of some kind. I couldn't even order. I said, I'll have to go somewhere pizza. I understand that. Let me go. We'll go that route. Amen. You don't know Greek either. I do good with the King's English. Amen. Who shall abide? Who's going to make it? I'll tell you who's going to make it. Those that'll dig their life into this book and not just into people. If people is as deep as your relationship with God is, you don't have very much of a relationship. Because people are ultimately going to break your heart. They're going to let you down. They're going to lie about you. They're going to post something about you on their social network. Amen. Hey, and if it ain't you, it's somebody else. Somebody said, so-and-so's talking about you. I said, well, good. They're giving somebody else a break. Amen. Amen. Who's going to make it? Who's going to abide? I'm not responsible for anybody but this one right here. Amen. Amen. And I want to be here for the long haul. Amen. I want to be there here when my hair's as white and as beautiful as Brother Charles's. That's what he said last night. That was his strongest asset, that and his Superman cape. Amen. The psalmist gives a question as he's taking dictation of the Holy Ghost, and in the very next verse, the Lord answers him. Who's going to abide in thy tabernacle? Who's going to make it at church? That's what he's saying. Who's going to abide in thy tabernacle? Look at verse number 2, and we'll get through this right quick. He said, he that walketh uprightly. He that walketh uprightly. Listen, I'm going to tell you who's going to abide. I'm going to tell you who's going to make it. Those who will live right. Those who will walk right. Are you listening to me? We got too many leaning in too many directions. You know which way you're going to fall? Whichever way you're leaning. Amen. You're going to fall in the direction you're leaning. You know what a guy does on a tight wire? A high wire, whatever you call that thing. You know what he does? He has a pole in his hand. You know what that pole is for? It's there to give him balance. It's to keep him in the middle of that thing. It's to keep him from falling off this direction or falling off that direction. Hey, if there's anything we need in our churches, it's balance. Amen. It's balance. I grew up in the day independent Baptists were so independent, they was independent of God. Amen. I mean, we had a list of rules couldn't nobody live by. Amen. I'm serious, a heart attack. You couldn't even wear a colored shirt. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Amen. If you had on a blue shirt, you was worldly. That's right. I'm serious. I've heard whole sermons on wire-rimmed glasses. Yeah. Y'all think I'm kidding? I have heard entire sermons on wicked people who wore wire-rimmed glasses. That was the topic of their messages. Boy, y'all don't die on me. I grew up in that. I grew up, man. I mean, the rules were, there was no way. They set a bar up there so high that there's no way you can live up to that thing. Amen. Amen. There's no way you can live up to that. Now, that's out of balance. I believe in standards. I believe man ought to look like a man. I believe woman ought to look like a woman. Amen. Somebody help me right there. Amen. I believe men ought to act like men, manly. Amen. Go without deodorant or something. I mean, be a man. Amen. Not on Sunday. Amen. Now, seriously, I think we ought to be men. Amen. I cannot stand this effeminate junk going. I can't stand that. Especially these so-called preachers that act like girls. Amen. That's the kind of mess with your youngins.
That's right.
Amen. I believe in standards. I believe you ought to dress right. Amen. Let me say it again. I believe you ought to dress right. Amen. And I believe the ticket there is not whether or not a woman wears pants. I believe it's modesty. Yes, sir. And we've had some come in here, I wish to God they had on a pair of pants. Overalls, anything. Can I get a witness right there? Some people are so stupid. I heard one preacher say this. Friend of mine, he's preaching. He said a girl came to the altar, her skirt was so short, you could see everything she had. He said, but thank God she wasn't wearing breeches. I thought, that didn't even sound right. I told him, he's signing Bibles out of church. I said, you know how retarded that sounded? He said, what? And I told him, he said, I didn't say that. I said, yeah, you did. Totally out of balance. But then we got this crowd on the other side. They're gone so far out here to please the world. We cannot be seeker friendly. We've got to stay Jesus friendly. We've got to stay. Is your church seeker friendly? No, we're Bible friendly. Sometimes the preaching gets a little hard and it may hit you right between the eyes, but that's good for you when it does. Amen. The kind of preaching I listen to, going down the road, personally me, the kind of preaching, I like it when they get on my case pretty good. Amen. It can't all be warm and fuzzy. It can't all be Joel Osteen and you're bigger, better you. Some of y'all don't start losing some weight, you're finding you're bigger, better you fast. Amen. Amen. There's got to be a balance there. I love to preach on heaven, but every now and then I got to tell you there's a hell. Amen. I love to preach on love and holiness and those things, but every now and then I got to preach on sin. Who shall abide? Those who will walk uprightly. That a while back, I believe it was last year, it was when I preached this message. Y'all remember seeing that guy walk across the Grand Canyon on that wire? Did y'all see that? Do you know what he did the whole time he was walking across that thing? He prayed the whole time. I mean out loud. He didn't bow his head. That'd have been foolish. Amen. Let's all bow our head and close our eyes. Woo! He'd have been like Wile E. Coyote down there in the bottom of that canyon. Amen. All the way across there, man, he is asking the Father for help. And I'm thinking the Lord was going, you on your own, Jack. You stupid enough to walk out on the wire over the Grand Canyon, I ain't going with you. Amen. But anyway, man, as he walked, he prayed, and he did his best to stay right in the middle. And if we'll do our best to stay right in the middle, take your Bible and go to Proverbs right quick. Proverbs, one book over to your right. Proverbs chapter number 2. You don't hear much about a godly walk anymore. Your walk, I ain't talking about where you got swagger or not. Amen. Your walk is your way of life, how you live every day. Amen. How you talk, that's part of your walk, amen? There's a lot of people talking the talk, but they ain't walking no walk. We need some people who will walk, and if you'll walk right, hey, old Bob Jones Sr. said this, wrote a book, it's the title, Do Right. He said, just, preach the whole message, just do right. And everything you face, every decision you make, there is a right decision and a wrong decision. Would you agree with that? Amen. Just do right. You say, how do I always know what's right? It's usually the hardest one to do. Amen. It's usually the hardest one to do. Proverbs chapter 2. I'm in 15. It'd help if I'd back up, wouldn't it? Proverbs chapter 2. Look at verse number 20. He said that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men. Can I tell you something here tonight? Men, look at me. You got some good men to follow in this place. You've got some good men. The godliest man I've ever known is sitting on that front row right there. I mean that with all my heart. I don't say that to pump his head up, and we respect him like, oh, brother, everybody does. Everybody here does. Whatever he says goes. Somebody said, why'd you call church off the other night? He told me to. If he told me to go up there and jump off this building, you'd find me climbing a ladder, Jack. Brother Anthony said, not me. Amen. He just looked. I just caught that look. Brother Andy looked at me like, you on your own, buddy. I've been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. Amen. We ought to walk in the way of some good men. Find some men that do right. I heard one preacher say this years ago, always try to hang out with somebody you feel like is closer to God than you are. I like that. That's pretty good advice. Try to hang out with somebody that you feel like is closer to God than you are. When I first started hanging out with Brother Charles, visiting and different things and going to hospital, I was scared to death. We'd ride in the truck, man. I didn't know what to do. We'd stop to eat. I didn't know if I'd pick up my chicken with my hands or I didn't know what to do. But I'm glad I've had a good man to follow. I'm glad God put some good men in my life. My life has been surrounded by good men. Amen. Brother Jay Bice was my hero. He led me to Christ. He put men in my life like that. Brother Charles Williams, Brother Earl Partain, and on and on and on and on and on and on. Amen. Our kids are trying to model their lives after the world.
You're right. Yeah.
Amen. You ought to build up the men of God in their lives.
Yeah.
Amen. Instead of them trying to be like Snoop Dogg or some idiot like that. Amen. All these little boys running around with their britches hanging off their backside. I give wedgies for free. No charge. Pull them right up around your ears. Amen. Amen. All these boys running around with these flat bills. I'm going to get on something here. Run around these flat bill hats on like that. Who are you trying to be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, died on me right there. Who are you trying to be?
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
You want to model somebody? Model that right there.
Amen.
Amen. We got some men in here you can look up to. Old Brother Sam right there. We got some men that's been in this thing a long time, and they've made it. Evidently, they know what to do because they're still hanging in there. They hadn't washed out. They're still serving God, and they still love God. You ought to find you somebody like that and walk in their path. Amen. That's what he said. That's good advice, man. Amen. Some of you teenage boys, you ought to step it up a little bit because there's some little ones coming behind you. Amen. And they think you're all that. We all right? I'm going to tell you who's going to abide, those who will walk uprightly. What verse did I read? 20? Look at verse 21. You still in Proverbs 2? He said, "For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it." I don't know about you, but I want to remain in it. How about you? Look at verse number 7 of chapter 2. The Bible said, "He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." How you walk, your way and your manner of life, that's your choice. Do you understand that? That is your choice. If you sin, you do it willingly. Amen. From the little ones to the big ones, you make a choice too. Y'all listening? Just as easy as you make a choice to do wrong, you can make a choice to do right.
Amen.
And then you ain't got to feel guilty for it.
Right.
Amen. What I'm trying to say is we ought to try to practice what we preach.
Amen. Yeah.
Your children, I want to see your children make it.
Yeah. Amen.
But a lot of that, it is not dependent on me.
That's right, preacher.
You got to understand, it's not my job to raise your children. People used to think when we had this Christian school, they'd bring these kids that had been kicked out of public school and then kicked out of alternative school, and they'd bring them up here to us and say, "Fix them." We didn't break them. We were not here to raise their children. We were here to aid them. I'm here to aid you. And if you're one thing on Sunday morning and something totally different on Monday morning, your kids see through that hypocrisy and they'll grow up and flee the things of God. Your job as a parent is to make the things of God attractive to them.
Yeah, that's right.
Not go home and ridicule and talk about everybody you go to church with.
Amen.
When I deal with stuff in the church, trouble, and I don't have to deal with a whole lot of that, thank the Lord, but when I deal with trouble, you know, I don't even tell my wife about it. People come up to my wife and ask her questions, "What about this and what about that?" She ain't got a clue. God didn't call her to pastor his church.
Amen.
And she's got to be able to worship with you. I don't want to tell her all your dirt. I wish I didn't know it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We all right? We're going to make up our minds. Bless God, we're going to walk uprightly. We're going to do our best to do right.
Amen.
We're going to do our best to do right by God, and we're going to do our best to do right by each other. But as hard as we try, we're going to let one another down. And it'll help us to remember, hey, they're just human. They're just human. That's all they are. They're just human. And humans are full of mistakes.
Amen.
Amen. You know what's going to happen? The next place you go, they're going to talk about you there too.
Right.
Oh, not at first. But once they get to know you. You see, it takes a little time to give them something to talk about. They died on me again. That's the truth. People will come to church, oh, this is the greatest church. Oh, I said, blah, 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 on and on and on and on. 6 months, you can't find them. Wasn't as great as you thought it was, huh? You found out we got cockroaches in the kitchen. Oh, we do. I ain't joking. We got them. You can ride them. I think I'm going to start roping calves off one of them. Amen. We got cockroaches in the kitchen. Rats. All kind of critters. Ain't no telling what lives up there. Miss Jennifer got up there and fixed the light. Thank you. A girl got up there and fixed it. Can y'all believe that? I mean, these creatures up there, you can't run no wiring in the attic. They eat it. Well, we got problems. Amen. What happens? Boy, they come get in on a good service, go, oh, man, that's the greatest. But then they find out there's people here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Well, we ought to make up our mind. We're not going to let people and their actions change the way we live.
Amen.
I'm sure not going to let people and their actions cause me to not even be in church and cause my children not to hear the gospel, which they're all grown now. Amen. I'd hate for my daughter to get upset over something you put on Facebook.
Come on.
About her daddy. And get my grandbabies out of church.
Yeah.
Are you listening? It ain't worth it. Who's going to make it? Those who will walk uprightly. Look at verse number 2 again. Psalms 15. He said, he that walketh uprightly. Who's going to abide? He that walketh uprightly. And watch this. Here's the second part of the answer. And worketh righteousness. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness. What are you saying? You know the best way to keep from finding fault? Get busy.
Yeah.
Amen. Get busy. Remember the guy who handed out the talents? When he came back, the one had multiplied so many and the other had multiplied so many and the one took it and hid it in a napkin.
Yeah.
That's what we got, some napkins around here. We got bus mechanics, we got musicians, we got CDL drivers. And you think nobody knows it.
Yeah.
People tell me everything. Oh yeah. Brother Eddie, did you know she can sing? Did you know she can play the piano? Did you know he has a CDL license? Uh-huh. Taking notes.
Yeah.
Amen. Find a place and jump in. Amen. Man, I've never been a spectator. Me and Brother Stacy, I don't know where he went. We go to them races occasionally. We go down here to Atlanta, to the Atlanta Motor Speedway, and go to that, what's it called, Nationwide race on Saturday. Man, you know what I want? I want one of them cars. I do, man. That's where I got that whole NASCAR message, man. I want one of them race cars. Almost as bad as I wanted Brother Ray's. I'm sorry, I had to go home and get right with God. I coveted that car all day, amen. Man, I want to get out there and do it. Amen. I don't want to just sit and watch while everybody else does it. I want to get in on it. Amen. I like being so close right here to this altar. I see what's happening. People come down here. I know when they're getting saved, Brother Freddie. I don't know what it is. I can just tell it. They're getting in. Sit on this platform, watch babies born week after week after week. Hallelujah, man. Man, get in somewhere. Find your Sunday school class. Get involved. Find your bus route. Get involved. Somebody said, oh, I want to be a bus captain. Let's see you ride one for a little while. Amen. Amen. We got three out there that could use the help.
Yes, sir.
Amen. There's one of our buses all the time begging for a preacher. They have a preacher on every bus. So when they pick up last kid, they'll preach a short message before we have kids saved on the bus before they ever get here.
Yeah.
They had to beg for somebody to come preach to their kids on the bus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Got quiet again. Good. Somebody ought to be. Brother John's saying right now, we need one on the Villarica bus.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody ought to be convicted about right now.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. God's called you and you ain't doing nothing.
Amen.
There's your spot.
Amen.
Let me say, there's your spot.
Amen.
Amen. Man, when I was a kid, we used to go preach on the radio. And I'll be honest with you, my motives were not right. I didn't go preach on the radio because I really cared about who was listening. Got quiet again. I just wanted to preach. Somebody help me right there, preachers. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Man, I was just young and immature. I just wanted to preach. I'd go to the nursing home, preach on standards. I ain't lying. I'd go to the Dallas nursing home, preach on dipping snuff, and I mean, boy, I'd rip everything, women wearing pants. They all sitting out there drooling. Serious heart attack, man. I didn't care. Brother Ronnie Tibbetts grabbed me one night and said, you want to go to jail? I never thought I'd say yes to that question. I said, for what? He said, and preach. I said, yeah. Me and Ronnie Tibbetts and Joby Fields went into jail. I was scared to death. You know what they said? You going to go first. Terrified. But boy, it was an opportunity to preach, and I had a captive audience. Amen. Find you somewhere and get involved. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we get so busy, I don't have time to pay attention to the nyan. I don't know if you've been around here long enough to notice or know, but I don't give flip about that stuff. I really don't. Somebody's writing about you on Facebook. I don't care.
Amen.
I really don't. Don't hurt my feelings. Hurts me when it hurts other people.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hurts me when I see two supposedly godly people get on there and yeah. Makes me wonder.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I ain't judging nobody. I'm just saying, people supposed to be Christians talk to one another like that. Something ain't right.
Amen.
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 And if every one of them that has wrote something about me on Facebook walked in that door Sunday morning, I'd love them. I'd never bring it up. Y'all all right? Why? Because that stuff don't matter. That stuff don't. That young lady sitting right over there, was it Stephanie, is that right?
Ashley.
I was close. Just about a whole alphabet off, amen. Her coming down here the other day and getting saved, man. Yeah, I'll take some of that. Old Zena getting down here and getting in. I'll take that. Amen. Old Carl finding himself here homeless. Come to RU, come back on Sunday morning. Got born again, been here ever since. I'll take that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I want to be a part of it. Amen. Let me just say, this is a good place to be a part of something.
That's right.
Amen. We don't just run buses. We love them bus kids. Somebody, and I understand I'm not fussing. Somebody asked me a question this morning. We was talking about doing food for little Christopher's family. I don't even know their last name.
McDowell.
They were talking about doing food for their family. And here's what was said. And she didn't mean anything by it, but she asked me this question. She said, they're not really members, are they? I said, oh, yeah. That's one of our bus children. And they're as important to me as He is.
Amen.
Oh yeah, they're members.
Yes, sir.
And they'll get food and care and love.
That's right.
Amen. We don't just run buses, man. We love them.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've been seeing that little boy's face all day long. Me and Brother Freddie, one of us, has got a huge task on our hands. We got to preach that baby's funeral. It ain't something I look forward to, because I know little Christopher's going to be sitting right there. That's part of it. That's part of it. We take the good with the bad. But I'm telling you, we got something good to be involved with.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Good place to get in. Who's going to make it? Those who will walk. Those who will work. Amen. It's a good work to do.
Yes, sir.
Brother Michael, you did a good job last night.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do so much to a chicken, brother. That was... You put bacon on anything, man.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe bacon would be good on ice cream. I don't know. Brother Robbie eats hot dogs on his ice cream. Amen. That chicken have bacon and cheese, and boy, that was good. A lot of people don't know who cooked that food. Old Michael back there just enjoying his cell and having to put up with Stacy the whole time he was doing. Amen. Well, man, there's a place.
Amen.
There's a place. They said, we got nice nurseries back there. We just don't have enough ladies to work them. You say, well, nursery's not really a ministry. Oh, yeah, it's very much a ministry. It's a great ministry. It allows a little mama to sit in church and hear preaching when she normally wouldn't. You mark her down, an unsaved lady comes in here next Sunday morning with a lap baby in her lap. That baby's going to be fine, the altar call. I've watched it time and time and time again. Get right down the invitation, that baby starts screaming. I believe it's spiritual. That mama sat there and listened to the gospel. Maybe the first time she's ever heard a clear presentation of it. Get time to make a decision. That nursery's important. Amen. We need some godly women that'll step up and say, hey, I'll do my part. If everybody do their part, you know how often you'd have to work the nursery? About once every 6 months.
Yeah.
I'm serious, a heart attack. If everybody get involved. Amen. I've had a couple of men tell me, I'll work the nursery. No. We ain't that desperate. Amen. Amen. There's a good work going on here. There's all kind of areas to get involved. Be a part of that choir, man. I tell you what, I love our choir. They's better out there, but they ain't ours. I love our choir.
Amen.
I love our pianist. All of them. Sister Janice, appreciate her filling in. Brother Todd's out of town. I'm telling you, man, I love our singers. Amen. There's room. There's room for you. There's a place for you. There's something for you to do. Brother Shane called me one day. And he said, Brother Eddie, Brother David McKenzie over at Piney Woods has asked me to help with this RU. That's another church. And a friend of mine. He said, would that bother you? I said, for you to get off your lazy backside and do something? No, it won't bother me a bit. I didn't say that to him. But I encouraged him. Amen. Brother David called me. He said, Brother Eddie, would you mind if I use some of you men, Brother Warren and these guys to preach in the jail, and Brother Shane to preach in my RU? Would you mind if I use them? I'm not trying to steal them. I just ain't got no help. I said, help yourself, brother.
Yeah,
help yourself. If you can get them to do something, have at it, brother. I'm just teasing. But I thank God they got a desire in their heart to do something. Amen. What a blessing. Who's going to make it? Those who will walk uprightly, worketh righteousness, watch this, and speaketh the truth in his heart. Speaketh the truth in his heart. Notice where the truth was spoken first. In his heart. What was it David said he hid in his heart? His word. Those who will walk uprightly, those who will work, and those who will commit themselves to His Word. I still believe the Bible is the answer. Amen. I still believe that is the ultimate answer book right there. I believe it has the answer for marriage, for raising children. Amen. For dealing with social issues. I believe it covers it all. Amen. I believe it does. Listen, I said this one time, and I'm done preaching. I said this one time, I preached a series on the Ten Commandments. And I said, if you took away the rest of the Bible, took it all away, all you had was those Ten Commandments, those verses we call the Ten Commandments, and you just live by them, you'd be doing better than most. Are you listening? If that's all you had, I'm talking about a quality of life. Amen. That's why they don't want them on the courthouse walls. Amen. Why? It affects the way people live. Amen. Those who will walk uprightly, those who will work in righteousness, and those who will speak the truth in their heart. We ought to commit ourselves to some Bible. Amen. Bible says it'll clean you up. It'll wash you. Amen. You know why you don't read your Bible? Because you're too dirty. Have you ever felt too dirty to get in your bed? I can't go to bed greedy. I can't do it. I take a shower. If I have to take two or three a day, it don't matter. I ain't getting in the bed dirty. That's kind of like trying to read that Bible. What we ought to do is pray up and fess up and then read up. Amen. Somebody said, well, do you read your Bible through every year? I don't even know anymore. I just read it. I mean, if you read it through in a year, that's great. But boy, if I could just get you to get a couple verses a day, and just start putting that book in your heart. You know what it'll do? It'll make you love people. It'll make you put up with people. Amen. It'll cause you to overlook stuff that normally would drive you nuts. Amen. You'll find out you don't get mad near as much. If you'd read you some Psalms and Proverbs every day, Psalms would keep you sweet. Amen. Proverbs would give you wisdom. Boy, if you'd read a little bit of that every day, you'd be surprised how sweet you could get. Amen. I had a lady in our church tell me, said, first time he done it. Well, I'll tell you who it was. He ain't here. We'll talk about it. Put it on Facebook. Amen. Brother David Connell. He come to church and got saved. Not long after that, Brother Allen, you remember, he said he was going, he asked us, the whole church asked us to pray for him. He's going to try and read his Bible all the way through. And he did. You know what his wife said? She said, he's a different person. She said, he is a different person since he read that Bible. Not just since he got saved, but just since he made up his mind, I'm going to read that book. And he read that book, and that book made a difference in his life. And that book will make a difference in your life. I know this wasn't real deep stuff tonight, but hey, you want to make it? Try walking right. Go to work. Get in the Word. You'll make it. You'll make it. Who shall abide? Will you stick with me as long as Brother Charles has? Would you do that? 32 years. Miss Janice, 46 years. Wow. Isn't that something? I think it's pretty cool. Amen. I remember Brother Tom Washburn, who was a member of our church. He died in our men's restroom one Sunday between Sunday school and church, had a heart attack and died. I met his mother through one of his heart surgeries. And boy, I'm going to tell you, she's a sport, ain't she, Brother Freddie? Was she 80? 80-something. 82 at the time, I believe. Somewhere in that neighborhood. She's over 80 years old. Had been teaching the same Sunday school class for like 50 years. Forever. She's been teaching that same Sunday school class. I thought, boy, I like that. I like that. Old Tom was in the hospital one time. He's a lawyer, very intellectual. He'd want to argue whether or not the King James Bible was right, you know. His mama straightened him right out right there in the hospital, boy. She was something else. Man, thank God for people who just stick around. Who just last. And let's grow old together. I kind of like that idea. Amen? Listen, if God moves you somewhere else, and he could do that. And Brother Don and Miss Candace, Lord been working on their heart for working on Don forever. Pretty much since he got saved, I believe the Lord's been working on his heart. He's going to go out there to Colorado and help Brother Caleb. I think it's a great idea. I'm going to miss them. And they're going to have a hard time adjusting to life without their girls. I don't know how you're going to have to leave them here. Amen. But seriously, man, I believe it's God's will they go. I sure wouldn't want to stand in the way and hinder that. Amen. I don't mind losing them that way.
That's right. That's right.
But what kills me is when I hear, you know, so-and-so ain't even going to church.
Amen.
They didn't just quit coming to our church. They just quit altogether. That means if the parents are saved, good chances the little ones are not. They're not hearing the gospel. Some of y'all, you could get out of church and you'd do okay. You make it. What about your babies? They need to hear the same gospel you heard. Amen. Lord, just make up our mind, Lord, with your grace and your help, I'm just going to hang in there like a hair in a biscuit, man. I'm stuck. I ain't going nowhere. Who shall abide? Let's stand to our feet tonight. Listen, we're going to have the altar call in just a second. Levi, come sing "He Took My Place." You got it in you? I know your throat's giving you a hard time. Levi's going to get ready to sing. Somebody's church keys are on the pulpit right here. So, Levi's. These are yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, let's mind the Lord tonight. Listen, if it sounded like I was fussing at you tonight, I'm not. But maybe it'd be good to get on the altar and say, Lord, what am I supposed to be doing? Lord, where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing in this? If I'm part of the body of Christ, what am I? Am I an arm, a leg, a mouth, a head? Where is my place, God? What am I supposed to do? Lord, I know I should do something. I don't know what. But Lord, would you show me what you'd have me to do? That wouldn't be a bad thing to pray. Wouldn't be a bad thing to just say, Lord, help me to live right. Help me to do right. I don't know about you guys, but I promise you, I can look at myself. I can do better. I could improve. And I'm sure if I could, you probably could. Lord, help me to be more devoted to your word. Just get on this altar and talk to God tonight. Levi, you go ahead and sing. Let's just mind the Lord.